Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Yep, today we're here till 11:30, though, so be sure you're working to get in on the phone lines if you want a session today. You can tune us in on the radio. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon on the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it's a best Sunday on Animal World. That means our bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, is here. He can work, he can do his work remotely with you, your animal friends, what we test for sensitivities and dosages and all kinds of good stuff. So let's get right back to the phone because we've got some very patient people waiting. How about let's head to Monroe?
All right.
And we're going to my neighborhood. And Judy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Well, my goodness. Good morning. Thank you. And thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure. And you're out in my neighborhood, Judy.
I am. Actually, I used to live only just a few miles away from you.
Ah.
I still live here, but you've come and gone.
I had to go take care of my dad for a while, but now I'm back and in the same area. And I just love it out there. So what can Dr. Nels help you with today, Judy?
Well, first I want to say I'm so glad that he's available to talk to and that I was so excited when I found out he was going to be on today. And I really enjoy listening to everyone's comments because you learn so much about whenever, other people call in. But today,
I'll send you a check later, Judy.
So, anyway, today I'm calling about my animal friend's best friend, which is me, because I know Dr. Nels does people too. And I've had a serious complication in my life when I broke my shoulder.
Ooh.
And we're kind of stuck because of scar tissue and...
Right or left shoulder, Judy?
My left shoulder.
Left shoulder. And how long ago did you break it?
I broke it on December 30th of 2014. Had surgery on January 16th.
Wow.
The first time. And then I've been recovering. It was very complicated surgery. Very well done. I mean, everything was going very well. And then scar tissue built up. And I was not making progress. So in the end of October... he went in and removed a bunch of scar tissue. He said, "Whoa, I had a whole lot."
Yeah.
And I'm one of those kind of people who just...
No, I wonder, Dr. Nels, I mean, do you have experience working with...
Yeah.
Situation like this with scar tissue afterwards? Because therapy help for this
Have,
kind of stuff?
I have helped a lot of different shoulder type of problems, some related to surgery, some to prevent surgery, in a case of a traumatic situation like she had. Obviously, you're not going to prevent that. But what I'm interested in is, are there ranges of motion that are particularly bothersome, like reaching out, reaching up, reaching sideways or in back of you? Or, what do you notice, Judy?
Well, what has happened is it's like hitting a brick wall with the therapist and so forth. And the doctor said it's reaching straight out and trying to go up, and I can't even get too straight out. I get a lot of range of motion in many directions. They said that my muscle tone is really good. I've been doing my exercises and whatnot. I haven't been doing a lot of resistance because they've told me not to because the muscles aren't ready. But he told me if I would... It was so funny. He said, if you were Arnold Schwarzenegger, it wouldn't... And built like he was years ago, and probably still is, I don't know. It wouldn't matter. He tried both hands, and he could not raise it. He says, you've got scar tissue. It's like a brick wall. Huh. Stopping you from going straight up.
Yeah. So here's what I want you to do so that I can check in energetically, and that is just for a moment, put your arm into whatever the spot is that causes the most difficulty for you.
Oh, okay.
Right, try to do what she can't do.
Try to do what doesn't work.
Yeah, try to do what doesn't work. So
I'm doing that.
Okay. All right, good. All right.
Yeah,
now
that
you can relax, and I'm going to find out what we need to do here.
Oh, did you just say relax now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he needed to test the energy when you were experiencing the issue, and it did. It did break, which means there's something he can do about it.
Right. So what I found is I want you to focus just briefly on the feeling of pride. Pride.
Okay.
And what we're going to do now is replace that with the feeling of compatibility. So focus on compatibility. Okay, and so what you'll be doing is you'll be with your eyes closed, looking down and to the right, and you're going to take a slow, deep breath in and hold it for a few seconds, and then you'll slowly breathe out and hold it out a few seconds. So get that breathing pattern going. And while you're doing that, think compatibility and the number 7.
Okay, so close your eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word compatibility and the number 6.
7.
I actually wrote 6.
I did have 7.
Oh, 6 was before. I wonder what. Boy. Okay, so close your eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word compatibility, and the number 7.
And
lucky number
good,
7.
Good, good pulses here. So go ahead and open your eyes again. And I'm going to have you once again put your arm into that same motion
again. Try to do
that,
what doesn't work.
Try that again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, more work to do. Go ahead and relax your arm.
So he'll do this until you get a strong test, and that means he's done as much as he can do right now.
So what I'm going to do now is actually you're going to do the same thing. Eyes closed, down to the right, controlling your breathing. And you'll be thinking compatibility in 7. I'm moving my contact points from the back of your head to the top, to the basically just above your eyebrows.
Okay. So, Judy, close your eyes. Look down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing, thinking compatibility, and the number 7. See, and it's interesting, folks. See, when Dr. Nels works on an animal, we don't have to do the interactive stuff. But when if he's working on you as a human, then you participate with the instructions that come.
You can breathe normally, eyes open.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you do that again with your arm. Same motion. Hey.
Oh, now we've got a strong response.
So it came in strong. Did anything change on your end?
Yes.
It's
not like miraculous, but yes, it actually went higher.
Hey,
okay. And it didn't resist. I mean, I didn't feel
it run into
really
the wall.
Pain, but it's definitely what stopped me. You know.
So here's what you're going to do, and I should explain a little bit about what's going on here. I found the feeling of pride and had to replace it with the positive feeling of compatibility to essentially get your unconscious brain to stop responding with a stress response around a feeling of pride.
Mm.
Now, what is that all about? I don't know for sure, but I can tell you based on experience that potentially when you originally injured this, the feeling of pride was somehow involved. And it created a little miniature program that was running your body as if you were still in the trauma state as opposed to the healing state.
Oh.
So we unlocked that. That's
so
what
we
that was about.
Past that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now what you can do is you can do that motion, and while you do it, focus on the feeling of compatibility. You can think the word, you can try to think of, you can read a definition of it, try to just get what is this compatibility thing about, and really feel that compatibility in your heart while you're moving your arm around.
Okay.
All right. So that's our fix for you today.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much.
Now, with a problem like this, with the scar tissue, I mean, she noticed a difference right away in this first remote treatment. Would that be indicative that it would be good for you to do hands-on with her
undoubtedly she would benefit from getting this kind of care on some regular basis. And if she couldn't do it with me, she could do it with my sister. But she's in South Seattle, so she's as far away from her as I am in Darrington. But I get into Monroe fairly often, so.
Yeah, well, and you're once a month you're out in that area.
Yeah.
So anyway, Judy, you keep Dr. Nels posted, okay? And you keep us posted, too.
I will. Thank
All right.
you so much.
You're
Great
welcome.
Working with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. We're headed to Beverly Hills. We've never talked to anybody from Beverly Hills, I don't think. Los Angeles for sure, but not Beverly Hills. So, Rainey, welcome to Animal World.
Hi.
You're live with Dr. Nels
Rasmussen. Hi, Rainey. Good to hear you again.
Hi, guys. Hi, Amrita.
Hi.
She says hello. Just briefly, I need to thank Connie, who was on first. She's friends with my mom, Marcia, and thanks to Connie for mentioning you to my mom and the timing. The universe rose up and connected us.
So that's right. I had forgotten about that because Connie, I have seen her as a client, and Connie knows your mom, and then your mom referred you to me to help with your cat.
Thank you for all of that friendship and momness, and it was the right time. So thank you, Connie.
Yeah, and all this sounds a happy little Animal World family here.
Yeah.
Yay.
This is really great. And so, Rainey and I spent a long time on the phone yesterday because we're trying to help her kitty, Lucy, who has had an inappropriate urination problem for quite some time. Have you noticed a shift in your relationship with her, Rainey, since the work we've been doing?
Very much so. Yeah, she has responded, and she is actively participating in this with me, and it's working for sure.
Wonderful.
All
so
right.
So the issues. Now you'll have to tune in and see what you get, but
right.
I think this is a combo deal that both that Rainey is very connected with what's going on with Lucy.
Yeah.
And then once you work out whatever needs to be done with the two of them, then we need to check on food sensitivity with Lucy.
Right.
So that's kind of where we're at. I think Dr. Nels is kind of feeling as well.
I'm tuned in to Lucy here.
Ah, okay.
And Lucy's where we need to start. We're going to be in the lower part of the right side of Lucy's neck and then down in the upper part of her lumbar spine. And we're just doing a basic reset pretty much, which means we're getting the fight or flight system to reset.
Yeah.
She's been stuck there, and we'll get her out of that.
No, I'm fascinated because Rainey didn't flash big at you that you had to work on her first.
No,
and then
she
Lucy.
Didn't.
So that's really good. And to me, that would mean that the work that Rainey's been doing on herself is working, and that she's doing good doing what she's doing.
I would say
so
that's
that you
true,
could go
yeah.
directly to work on Lucy. So that's a really good sign, Rainey.
Yeah, and we'll check after I'm done with Lucy. There may be something I need to do with Rainey, but Lucy was number one today.
Yeah. So the good news is, Rainey, if you were still really messed up, he'd have had to work on you first.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so this is good news, Rainey.
Good news.
Yeah.
And fight or flight, it's really resonating. She's kind of had that as her underlying personality since I got her as a baby. So
okay.
Happy that you're going to work on this.
Yeah, so I've got the right side done. I moved over to the left side, and we'll get that reset and see if there's anything more to do after that balances.
She's laying in the sun, absorbing it all right now.
Oh, excellent. Good.
And by the way, folks, we have one phone line that's opened up, and the local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. So jump on that phone line if you would like to get a free remote treatment with Dr.
Okay,
Nels.
So I just finished balancing Lucy, and Rainey does come up as needing some tuning up here.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Rainey, I'm going to have you close only your right eye.
Okay.
And that is reactive, which means when I do my little muscle test, the fingers come apart. They don't hold together. So now what I'm going to do is find out what to do with that. Keep that eye closed.
So keep the right eye closed.
And the feeling of powerlessness comes up.
Ah.
So we're going to find a positive to replace that with. And it's harmony. So I want you to focus now on harmony.
Yeah, peace and harmony. Peace and harmony.
All right. So,
Rainey,
with your right eye closed, I want you to look down and to the right. And you're going to do that slow, controlled breathing with a pause at each end of your breath. And you'll be thinking harmony and the number 7.
Okay, so close the right eye, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking harmony and number 7. Looks like, are you working on her head?
Yep, working on her head,
okay.
The left side only.
I'm getting pretty good at figuring out what you're doing. Yeah.
Well, you've had it done a few times yourself, so you can kind of relate.
Uh-huh.
All right, so there you can breathe normally and have your eyes open again for a moment. And then, Rainey, I want you to close your right eye again. I assume you're doing that, right?
I am, yes.
Okay. Oh, it's still not holding.
More work
more to do.
Do.
Let me see what it is here. Okay, we're going to have you do the same thing that you were doing. Just go right back to doing that. I'm moving my contact points to above your eyebrows.
So close the right eye, look down to the right.
Yep.
Controlled breathing, thinking harmony, and the number 7. And it's interesting, folks. The reason I can tell what Dr. Nels is doing is because he literally is doing the work here in the studio. And so he has his hands placed as if they were on Rainey's head, or as if they were, you know, the body of the animal. So that's how I can tell what he's actually working on, because he's actually doing it.
Yeah.
It's just there's an imaginary person or human
it's just
under his hands.
Visualization process.
I can feel it now. I wasn't thinking seven. Now I can feel it.
Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. So now here's what I want you to do is your eye open briefly and then close it again.
Close that right eye.
Oh,
oops, still
no more
to
do.
Do.
We're digging deep here.
I thought I was in good shape. I thought it was just my kitty.
Well, the kitty was in priority, but now we're dealing with this. Actually, it's very interesting that, you know, it's already we've done twice on this same right eye thing, and so we're getting a little deeper, a little deeper.
Well, and the things that Rainey is working through are deep. So you're right on, and what, so this is really in line of everything that I now understand about.
Yeah.
What's
okay,
going on.
And so Rainey, you're going to do the same thing again. Keep it going with harmony.
Close
and
the right
number
eye.
Seven.
Close right eye. Look down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing. Thinking harmony and number seven.
And I'm getting some very interesting sensations in my fingers.
Oh, something different than you normally feel.
Well, usually I'm just, you know, being aware of pulsations and such, but I got the ring finger on my left hand is suddenly just like itching like mad, which is
a very interesting
sensation. It doesn't have any particular meaning to me other than the fact that energy is definitely shifting.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very
okay,
interesting.
Okay, now we're getting good, strong pulses. So, okay, open your eyes again, Rainey, and then I'll have you close that right eye one more time.
Yay!
Yay,
we got it this time.
that when I felt that itching, I knew,
you
I
knew
that
was moving.
Working finally.
You're okay. Not the only one. I'm usually a pretty stubborn gal. It takes a little extra roughhousing with me. So.
Okay, so that's what I needed to do with you today. That caused a big shift. I think you'll notice some things happening for you.
I already can feel it.
All right.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. And you know, of course, that if you need follow-up work, Dr. Nels, you know, works remotely has others in California he works with. Now, the last thing we need to go back to Lucy, because I think her veterinarian has tested... done something similar, and is saying that Lucy has an allergy to chicken. So could you check?
She's got some dry skin, and we switched food, and the methyl testing suggested chicken allergy, and the dry food, it's not, none of it's working. She's not happy, and she's gained weight, and blah, blah, blah. Skin's still dry, so I need to figure out a new plan.
Okay, I'm thinking of different types of food. And the one that doesn't work well is the chicken. I get that same response.
Okay.
So I get good with fish, good with duck. What else can there be?
Rabbit.
Rabbit works.
Venison.
Venison's not working for me.
No? Okay. Lamb.
Lamb's not working
okay,
for
no
me.
Okay. No lamb, no venison, no chicken. But duck, rabbit.
Sorry, turkey.
Turkey.
Turkey. Turkey works.
Turkey, duck, fish. Rabbit, fish.
Yeah.
Those all work.
Yeah, those all work.
Okay. Preference to dry food, canned food, raw food? Can you?
I get the wet foods, either one of the wet foods, raw or canned.
Raw or canned is better than
the
dry.
Yeah, dry doesn't work so well.
And how about supplements like Missing Link or...
Yeah, what about Missing Link?
Okay. What
stuff?
Formula?
Well, Missing Link feline formula.
Feline formula. That would work.
Ah.
I get a good result on that.
Ah. Well, that would be good. Rainey, would you like to win some Missing Link today?
I would love to win some Missing Link today. That sounds delightful.
All right. So, Mike and Kathy, when we finish this call with Rainey, let's put her back on hold so Kathy can make sure that she... I'm looking through the... Oh, okay. The reflection's hard to see you, but so Kathy waved at me, so she got the message. When we finish rating, we'll put you on hold, and Kathy will hook you up with some feline Missing Link formula, which I think actually we discussed that yesterday on the phone.
We did,
that
for sure.
When you've got dry, flaky skin like that, the best thing you can do in most cases, is missing link, because it is loaded with those omega-3 and 6 oils, and that was the whole intention, and it makes huge difference. So I'm really glad to hear that she's compatible with that. So let's give Rainey some missing link. And anything else, Rainey, or are we good?
One last thing is the supplements. You mentioned them. You know, we have a lot of mean cats around, and does she need any other supplements?
Does she need anything besides good food and missing link?
I'm testing the good food and the missing link and getting a good yes.
Transfer factor for cats?
Transfer factor.
That's
that would be good.
That test.
Yeah.
Immune chews for
immune
cats.
Chews.
Okay, so the transfer factor would be better.
Transfer factor is better.
Okay. So you can find out about getting the transfer factor, Rainey, if you go to Facebook, go to Burlingame Veterinary Consulting.
Okay.
And that's BURLINGAME, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. And that's our Animal World vet, Dr. Bill. And he can... tell you how to get the transfer factor for cats.
Cool.
Okay.
And by the way, the anti-icky poo, brilliant. You mentioned it. It's awesome. It totally works. So everyone listening, get it. Good stuff.
So yeah, tell us that this couch has been peed on a lot, right?
Now we're just going to embarrass us. It's taken a hit in the last couple of weeks, and it's now livable.
But I mean, and it's been going on and off for a long time, so.
Well, this is the first time we've actually gotten to the couch.
Okay, because you've kept it covered.
I was ready to throw it out, and now I don't need to. So.
Yay!
It really works. So
I can't tell you. Yeah, how many furnitures and carpets that Anti-Icky Poo has saved, but I'm not joking when I tell you it is the best on cat urine.
It is awesome, and I am very picky. So thank you, both of you. I greatly appreciate Lucy's thanking you, and we'll talk to both of you soon. Have a wonderful
Super.
Day.
Thanks, Rainey. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you.
All right. Bye. That opens up a phone line for you, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And never mind, it doesn't open it up yet. Kathy's got to set her up for missing link. Then there'll be an open phone line. But right now, everybody else, hold on to your phone lines. Diane, you're next. And we have got to take care of our advertisers. And remember, most important part of the show, so listen, pay attention, support them, and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Well, we've been talking about it a lot today. And so did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Dr. Bob Collette created Missing Link Supplements. They are... start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Keep it in the refrigerator. Once you open it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, and stir it into wet food or raw food. Robbie gets it with his canine caviar and his ground raw meaty bones and loves it and is doing great. And Dr. Nels tested him and does well for him. And there are formulas. The missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and all kinds of skin problems, and lots of other things as well. So remember, we had the listener call in and say, God, they should put flea control on the label, because it makes them feel so much better and gets their system in so much better shape they aren't as attractive to fleas. So that's really neat. Anyway, formulas, three formulas for dogs, skin and coat, hip and joint, the senior formula with New Zealand green mussel. There's the feline formula for cats. There is a wellness vegetarian formula that you can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters as well. A bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for, and a more potent veterinary formula that you can get from your veterinarian. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly online to missinglinksupplements.com or give them a call at 1-800-774-7387.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're halfway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And remember, we're out early today. We are closing down shop here at 1130 and letting the Huskies women's basketball team bounce their balls right in the studio here. And so hope you'll stay tuned for that. It is a bioenergetic synchronization technique Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And Dr. Nels, we've got a little contest going on again on Facebook today.
Right.
So
yes.
Tell us what that's about.
Yes, if you didn't hear earlier, I want you to go to Healing Ministry for Animals Facebook page. That's my Healing Ministry page. And scroll down not far, you'll find a couple of videos of Wheezy, which is a pit bull mix in Sacramento that I've been working on over the phone. One of them shows her dragging herself around because her back end doesn't work at all. And then the other one shows her running around somewhat crazy and out of control, and rather a phenomenal transformation. Leave a comment on either one of the videos, and just in the comment, be sure you put KKNW. That's how I know you are listening to the show.
Yeah, that's the call numbers for the station.
Right.
So KKNW in the comment.
KKNW, and then anything else you care to say is fine, but be sure you put KKNW in there. I'll put you in a drawing. I'll draw your name or someone's name out of a hat, and then I'll message you back that you won.
A free phone consultation.
I forgot. The
a
big
phone
deal.
Session,
a
yeah.
Free phone session.
And that's like 30-minute session.
Yeah,
so that's a big deal.
Up to 30 minutes, depending on what we need to do of in-depth work over the phone.
That's a big prize. And I also want you to check out Jude and Paul Ponton's website, whispering-dragon.com. Whispering Dragon Center is in the Greenwood area of Seattle. I was just there on Friday. Oh, wow, what fun to get my chiropractic Galactic Den and my Gong Room session with Jude and Paul. It's just phenomenal. If you haven't experienced them, it is well worth it. Checking out whispering-dragon.com and check out the sound portals you can download and bring in tranquility or joy or grounding or abundance. It's really, really nice. And they'll be here this month, the last Sunday of February. Okie dokie, we got one phone line open for you. But 425-373-5527. Wait till we end the call, and then you can call in, or 888-298-5569. We're headed to Bellevue. And Diane, we were headed to Bellevue, and she just... I'm sorry, Diane, we didn't get you to soon enough. Call right back. That line is open.
That was me. I accidentally hit the wrong button. I was looking right at it, and I hit the wrong button.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Sorry, Diane.
All right, never mind.
That's probably her calling back right
so
now.
We'll instead of going to another call, since it was our error.
No, it wasn't ours. It was mine.
Well, but, you know.
No.
Okay.
I'm accountable for my actions.
Mike pushed the wrong button,
we'll
just kind of tap dance here a minute. Kathy, just wave at me. Is that Diane? Kathy? Hello? Is that Diane? Okay, put her back on hold so we can bring her up on the air. Okay? Well, now she's nodding her head and smiling at me, so hopefully that's it. And we're almost ready. Almost ready. Hey, Diane, welcome.
Good morning. Nothing like a little excitement for Sunday, right?
Sorry, Mike did not mean to hang up on you. He just pushed the wrong button.
Oh, that's okay. All is well.
All right. So, Diane, tell Dr. Nails, it looks like it sounds like you have a cold going on.
I do have a cold. It's awful. I can't hardly wait to get rid of it.
Ah.
Forgot how miserable it is.
So is this the complaint we want to focus on?
No, I'm talking about my kitty.
Okay. All right, good, because colds are actually a normal process.
Okay. And I've got the best cold treatment on the planet. It's called Cold Snap.
You know, Martha, I've been taking that for over a week.
Really?
I've had a cold for over a week. It
How much are you
phased it.
Wow, because it knocks stuff out for me right away. Are you taking enough? Because you can take it like every 20 minutes if you need to.
Oh, I haven't taken it that often, but I've been taking like 4 or 6, 8 at a time. And
Wow.
Okay, well, let's...
Maybe Dr. Nails can
kickstart
this.
And then we'll see what we find here. So
what's your kitty's name, Diane?
Whiskers.
Whiskers.
Whiskers, and what's going on with Whiskers?
Well, Whiskers had urine in the blood, and so I took him in last... Saturday because I didn't want to be in an emergency situation with him, but turns out he has bladder stones.
Oh.
So the doctor had me get some special food, which to me looks like junk food, but anyway.
It probably is if it's a prescription diet. I mean, they're chemically formulated to do what they're supposed to do, and sometimes you have to do it.
Yeah, and it's supposed to dissolve the stones. He's supposed to be on it for 30 days, so he's on that already.
I can tell you, let me interrupt for a moment, because what I can tell you is I test the food, and it works.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to do what the body does
needs
need
right now.
Out.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent.
Okay, so it is going to work. Okay.
So let me just go ahead and check in on Whiskers. All right, yeah, it looks like we're going to do a reset on Whiskers. And again, the lower hand is going to be in the area of the nerves that innervate the kidney, so that may have something to do with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the formation of stones is just a sign that for some reason the body has been producing a urine that's just chemically different than what should be normal, and it results in this buildup of stones. And the good news is that a body that does that doesn't have to do it forever. It's possible that there was just something it's been responding to for a long time it got stuck on, which caused this chemical imbalance.
Mm.
And that when you eliminate the need for it to respond to that old trauma or stress or however you want to look at it, it can go back to producing the normal chemistry. So I'm resetting, and that may just help that out. Of course, once you've got the stones, you have to deal with them some way.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, the prescription diets in and of themselves, the ingredients they use are pretty crummy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they are well formulated for what they intend to do. And that's why it was really good for Dr. Nels to test that for Whiskers, because it is what he needs right now.
Oh, good.
And so sometimes you have to feed them. I've even fed a prescription diet here or there to a cat when it's necessary. I get them off as soon as I can, but mm-hmm. you don't want to think it's a bad thing to do, because sometimes it's exactly the right thing to do.
Yeah. And I've moved. I was working on the right side. I moved over to the left side. We're resetting that. But when an animal is stuck in fight or flight, just imagine this, or if it's yourself, you're running away from a pursuing, you know, beast, and it's going to get you. And so your body chemistry is in a very specific state to give you the best result for possible escape or fighting and, you know, surviving that situation. That's not the same chemistry that your body would produce if it was resting and digesting. So... It makes sense that a body could conceivably be producing some really interesting chemistry that would result in stones or other problems.
Yeah, when you're stuck in freeze flight, absolutely.
Right.
Because that's not the freeze flight is not intended to be on all the time.
Right. Okay, now Whiskers is taken care of. Let's see about Diane here.
So we've got Whiskers rebooted.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not picking up anything I need to do with Diane.
Really?
Yeah, which, you know, I mean, I was kind of hoping I could do something.
All right, now you kind of, let's go back then, because you didn't, she's had that. You said something about colds and...
Yeah, colds are...
So let's go to, tell us about that.
Right, colds are a normal process, and depending on the individual, it does have to do, it's kind of actually a cleanup process.
Mm-hmm.
It's the body is throwing off old bits of protein and things that have accumulated in the system. And so that's why they often say, you know, drink lots of fluids, take your vitamin C, or better yet, eat whole fruit, because that fruit can, you know, help with the cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to do tons of fruit, because that in itself can sort of keep pushing the cold, you might say, make it last a little longer, which in a way is okay. It's cleaning you up. But if you'd rather get over the cold, you are often better off to eat things like steamed vegetables, which aren't quite so high energy as fresh fruit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then that helps to finish the cleansing process in the body. Don't eat too much meat. You know, brown rice is good. Things like that helps the body to get through this cleansing and back onto the normal program.
Yeah, and the biggest thing that can help related to that is shifting your attitude. Because so many times, you know, we get mad.
Yeah.
You know, and stressed because we've got and we want it gone, and so we get mad at it. It may be what you can do, Diane, will speed this up, instead of, you know, trying to get rid of it and be mad at it and all of that,
mm-hmm.
is embrace it and embrace it and see it as a blessing, and then let's move through it.
Yeah. Be thankful for the cleansing that you're experiencing.
Yeah, thankful for the cleansing that you're experiencing. I'm getting a surge of energy on this, Diane, that this will help you. If you shift your thinking related to this, that see, is it a blessing to release and see it releasing, and then focus on, you know, the cleansing and detoxing and the releasing happening quickly, easily, and smoothly, and you gently moving through the process.
Well, you're right. I've been really angry that it isn't going away sooner.
Yeah, and see, and that will keep it going.
And it's, you know, moved into the chest area now, so I have a lot of gunk that's coming up.
Yeah.
But Dr. Nels is saying, see, he didn't find anything really to have to do. So it may be if you just shift your thinking related to this that it'll start clearing right away.
Yeah. All right. I'll give it a shot.
It's your process that you need to go through. It may not be pleasant, but be thankful it's happening, because the way that my mentor used to talk about it, he said, be thankful you have a cold, because if you didn't have a cold when you needed one, you'd probably get something worse.
Good point.
All right. So let's get rid of everything that would cause something worse and embrace the process, okay?
And I have one question about Whiskers.
Okay.
You said something had caused him to be excreting this urine that's causing the stones. is there something to do with food before or something that traumatized him?
Yeah,
or?
it's more in the nature of trauma, you know, what a cat experiences as a stressful thing, which, you know, would be, it could be, you know, being frightened and running into a glass door because he thought it was open. I mean, you never know what it is, but something that caused a very a big, you know, a negative shift in energy, and usually there's a physical trauma associated with it.
So it just maybe took a while to manifest.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it could have been building. Yeah, the longer, you know, you're stuck in that freeze flight, the more that those chemicals and all that kind of stuff builds up and gets out of whack. So
it's
not necessarily needed to identify what it was, because Dr. Nels has shifted it. So
right, because I have two cats and they kind of have both been through the same thing because they're littermates.
Well, you know, we
and
all handle things differently.
This one isn't.
Yeah,
you know, something that might send one person off the edge or one animal off the edge doesn't even affect the other one.
Exactly.
So we're all very individual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got one cat that can sleep with the vacuum cleaner going right next to him, and the other one, if it hears it start anywhere in the house, it's out of there.
Yeah.
And they're litter mates.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Diane. Take good care.
Thanks so
for
much.
Calling
All
Animal
right.
World.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we need to catch up here and take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. So hold on to your phone lines. Abby, we're headed your way next, and then we've got Jeannie and now an open phone line. So, and I want to say happy birthday to Rainey in Beverly Hills. Didn't know it was her birthday, but apparently Kathy found that out when she was talking to her on the phone. So happy birthday, Rainey. All right. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here normally every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. Today, we're only here till 11:30, and next week, 10:30. So we got ladies playing basketball in the house. And it is a bioenergetic synchronization technique Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. So We have open phone lines and, well, let's see. Normally I'd be doing current events, but we've got patient people waiting. So let's go through phone calls, and we might have to start next hour with current events to be sure we get it in. But let's head to Seattle. And Abby, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils.
Hi.
Hi, Abby. So what can we do for you today?
Well, I am... my living situation's like gone sour, and I am probably going to move, and I've been really stressed out about it.
Are you talking right into your phone, Abby?
Yeah. Oh, I think I was covering it. Is that better?
Eh, not much. Okay. So just...
How about that?
That's a little better.
Okay. So I'm like really stressed out, and then I have my cat Krollo, and he's like really well adjusted to where we're living now. When I got him, like I would always have problems with him like peeing on beds and like couches and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like he totally hasn't been. Like I just like started giving him a lot of attention. I got him a perch and like.
Oop, we're losing you. Abby?
Come back to us. Oh, there we are.
Abby?
I'm so sorry.
Are you moving around? Because you need to stay stable where you are.
I'm trying. I hit it with my face. I'm sorry.
Okay. So your kitty is doing well in this, and so you're concerned about moving?
Yeah, I'm concerned about, like, my own stress, and, like, I'm worried about him, like, starting to, like, have teen problems again.
Okay, well, let's have Dr. Nils is checking
right.
in
so
on
I,
things.
So I've tuned in, and yes, the big deal is we need to reset you. If we get you reset, it should help with your cat as well. So anyway, let me find out what we need to do.
Yeah, well, he's checking on that, Abby. Let me remind you, okay? Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So if you stay focused in your mind on the stress, on all the things that could go wrong with the move, you are making it worse and you're inviting it to happen. So you also, when Dr. Nils reboots you here, we want to shift your thinking as well, because you want to be seeing your move go peacefully, harmoniously, and flowing, and just everything working out the way you want. If it doesn't, you'll deal with it. But if you dwell on the negative, that's what you're going to create. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So what I found is something in the ancestral, meaning inherited kind of realm.
Oh.
And so what I want you to do, Abby, is just think the word ancestral. Okay. And I get a reaction to that. So that's a verification. And that's how we're
So does this mean something she's carrying genetically from past lives?
It could be genetic. It could be energetic.
Okay. But it's coming from
it's coming from generations.
Down the line. Okay.
Yes, came down the line to you. Somebody didn't respond to everything in their life with love, peace, and gratitude. So, that's a mystery, huh? Anyway, so let me find out where we need to go with that. And the feeling of hateful comes up.
Oh.
So somebody once really got into the feeling of hateful, and we'll find a positive fix for that. And it's trust.
Trust.
So I want you to focus on trust, and that will be great for your move as well, because what you're going to do is you're going to put out the positive feeling of trust that everything is going to go splendidly. So in the meantime, mm-hmm. we need to clear up this old energy that's bothering you right now. So focus on trust. Okay, and with your eyes closed, you're going to look down and to the right. You're going to take a slow, deep breath in and hold it for a few seconds. And then you'll slowly breathe out, and you'll hold it out a few seconds, and just keep doing that over and over while you're thinking trust and the number 7.
Okay, so close your eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking trust and the number 7.
All right, and we're starting to get some good pulsing happening here. So go ahead and open your eyes and breathe normally. And I'll have you, again, Abby, think the word ancestral. All right. And the muscle test works. It's that we cleared that one up. Let me see if there's anything else there. Okay, now interesting. And now we have future.
Oh, future.
Which, you know, that makes sense when you think about it. Well, she's anticipating this move. So focus on the word future. And that is also reactive. Okay, hang on. Yeah, we're going to stick with trust. And with your eyes closed, you're going to look up and to the right. And you're going to do that controlled breathing. And you'll be thinking trust and the number 7.
So close your eyes, look up to the right. Slow, controlled breathing, thinking trust, and the number 7.
Okay, and there we go. We're getting good, solid pulsing here. So you can open your eyes again, and I'll have you think future. And that works.
That looks strong.
All right. Yeah. All right, so, yeah, that's what we need to do with you right now. And so you're in amongst that homework idea that Martha was talking with you about. You want to intersperse the feeling. In fact, I like to do it this way. I like to touch myself right over the center of my chest in what I think of as my feeling center, and I like to think I trust. And especially when things might look a little grim, that's the best time to do it. But, you know, remind yourself frequently, I trust, and things
will go better. Well, the mantra I use all the time, I let go, I trust God now. I let go, I trust God now, I trust and allow. I let go, I let God now, I trust and allow. It works really, really well. I let go, I let God now, I trust and allow. And so stay focused on the positive. See you're finding exactly what you need, the perfect place. See the move going really, really smoothly. And you'll deal with anything that doesn't fall into that. But that the trust is going to make it a huge difference for you.
Yeah.
Abby?
Yeah. Okay. So that's great.
All righty. So keep us posted.
Okay.
And if you know more, by the last Sunday in February, Jude and Paul will be on, and they do remote clearing as well and could clear a new place or whatever's going on. So be sure you call back the last Sunday of February if you still need help, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being on.
Yep, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, oh, my. Let's see. We really don't have time to get into another call before we change up the hours here. So let's, one more time, let's tell everybody about the little Facebook contest
going
on.
Yes, if you haven't heard yet, go to Healing Ministry for Animals Facebook page. You just search Healing Ministry for Animals. Go to my Facebook page and like the page, please. And then scroll down and look at the, I posted 2 videos of Wheezy, a pit bull mix in California that was paralyzed. And watch the one where she's not moving too well and the one where she's running all around. On one of those, leave a comment, and in your comment, put KKNW, the call letters for this station, and that way I'll know that you were calling in because of what I just said. And any other thing you want to comment, that's great, but be sure you put in KKNW. Later on, I'll draw names out of a hat, and the prize is you get a phone session with me. And my a la carte price for that, if somebody just wanted to purchase one of those, it's $200.
Wow.
Now, what I would say is people go, oh, my God. Well, usually what I do is I set up packages with people, and then the price drops considerably. So in the meantime, we have this great prize for you to get this phone session, last 25, 30 minutes, and yeah, I'm looking forward to
that
away.
So we go to Facebook and search Healing Ministry for Animals. And then you comment on the video post with Wheezy and put the station call letters in the message, KKNW.
That's right.
And then you'll hear back from Dr. Nell. Well, he'll do a drawing after the show.
I'll do it later on.
Yeah, it won't be immediately after the show. He's got to get home and all of that.
Got to get home.
Later today.
Play with my Facebook page, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So something will happen later today. Okay, so go ahead and do that. We are going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three that we're only on until 11:30. Jeannie, hold on because we'll take you first when we come up with Jeannie and Sue. We'll take care of you guys. Then we'll do current events. And if we have more time after that, we'll take another, you know, another call. But that's the schedule. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.